Before the end of next month, Congress has to raise the federal debt ceiling to keep the country from defaulting on its bills. If they don't, it'll be the first crisis for the country's new Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, a former Goldman Sachs executive, hedge fund manager, and Hollywood financier. We've been going department by department in the Trump administration and taking a look at what the president's cabinet is doing today. Treasury. We're joined by Saleha Mohsin, who covers the Treasury Department for Bloomberg News. Hi, Saleha.
Hi.
So the debt ceiling debate is shaping up to be Mnuchin's first big test. He has urged Congress to pass a clean debt ceiling bill in the past. Here he is during a Senate Budget Committee hearing in June.
It is absolutely critical that where we've spent money, that we keep the credit of the United States as the most critical issue. It is the reserve currency of the world. And we need to make sure that we can raise our debt ceiling to pay our debts.
But some Republican members of the House are already threatening to hold out on the debt ceiling for political leverage. How is Mnuchin navigating this?
You know, Mnuchin's words on the debt ceiling have been exactly what traders want to hear. They are measured. They are consistent. He has said that he would not prioritize debt payments if push came to shove. He has said that the U.S. needs to honor the full faith and credit of its debt, which is the world's deepest, most liquid market. The problem that Mnuchin has had is that in the White House, the budget director, Mick Mulvaney, he comes from the House Conservative Freedom Caucus,
right,
and he spent most of his Washington career so far arguing for a cut in federal spending. And so there has been some division within the administration over whether there should be a clean or not clean debt ceiling increase. And that's where the trouble is going to come from.
Are you hearing the same words about this, though, from Mnuchin that we heard from President Obama's Treasury Secretaries when they faced similar crises?
In that sense, yes. He is reflecting what past secretaries have said, that we need a clean debt ceiling increase. You know, we've already spent the money. Let's pay what we've borrowed. But he needs to step in and make sure that the rest of the administration is on the same page. Of course, you can have disputes behind closed doors. You know, robust policy discussions are healthy. But before Congress, you know, you have a Republican-controlled Congress. You send a singular message. You get the job done.
There are other big issues on his plate after the debt ceiling deadline in September. Chief among them is overhauling the tax code. What do we know about Mnuchin's priorities for a tax overhaul and how likely he is to get what he wants out of Congress?
You know, he says that this is his number one priority, getting tax reform done. It's one of the key pillars on which he says that the Trump administration will drive economic growth. But the healthcare debate and the way that that went down does shed some doubt on how Mnuchin and this White House can get tax reform done.
Is he, Mnuchin, interested in tax cuts across the board, or is he more interested in tax cuts for the middle class but not for the rich?
You know, he's changed his tune a little bit. He started off saying that there will only be cuts for the middle class. He's not looking to help his own friends who he talks about in richer states like California and Connecticut and in New York. But slowly that message has become diluted. The little details that we have seen on the tax reform plan do indicate that the wealthy might get cuts. And when Democratic senators and reporters ask Mnuchin or the administration, you know, what about the middle class? I thought this was just to help the middle class. They're starting to get a little bit on shakier ground whether they can make that happen.
We mentioned that he came from Goldman Sachs. He was an executive there. What's he doing on rolling back regulations on Wall Street, in particular the sweeping changes that came from the Dodd-Frank reform after the financial crisis?
You know, Mnuchin has a lot of experience in this. He bought up a small California lender back during the financial crisis. So he has firsthand experience on what overregulation can do to the smaller regional banking community that the economy relies on for growth. But not a lot of details have come out. You know, there is a study going on. There are reviews going on. So it looks like the homework assignments have been handed out, but we haven't really seen the results of those yet.
One more issue I want to ask you about, and that's sanctions. The Treasury Department has been very active on sanctions. Just today, they announced new sanctions on Mexican soccer star Rafa Marquez and others for alleged ties to drug cartels. Yesterday, they expanded sanctions on Venezuela. There have been new sanctions placed on North Korea and Russia. and Iran. Is this a lot of sanctions compared to past Treasury departments?
It definitely is. Past Treasury secretaries have slowly ramped up the use of sanctions. And so that trend is continued. But what we're seeing is something beyond the trend. And what I hear from sanctions lawyers and analysts is that this administration is being pretty smart and measured and careful in the types of sanctions that they decide to use. They start off slow. They start off in a situation where they're not going to completely cripple the Venezuelan economy.
Are there any other big issues that Mnuchin has been working on that we haven't talked about?
You know, I did travel with the Treasury Department for the G20 meeting in March to Germany and G7 meeting in Italy. Those were the finance minister and central bankers meetings that they held. He played a pretty prominent role telegraphing the America First message. He was the first administration official to go abroad with that economic message. And I've got to tell you, the international community was very worried, is still pretty worried. But Mnuchin did a pretty good job explaining that just because America is first, it does not mean that the rest of the world is last. Where we're not sure is how the international community views Mnuchin, whether he is seen as having the authority and credibility to execute decisions, or whether most of that happens in a impromptu tweet or comment from the president himself. But he did do a very good job telegraphing that difficult to deliver message.
Broadly speaking, as you've been covering him, what is his driving agenda or philosophy?
You know, he really believes in this administration's economic message. His aides and staff remind reporters over and over again that Mnuchin joined the campaign very early in May of 2016. He became the national finance chair for the Trump campaign, and he wrote the economic platform on which Trump won. So he believes in this message. He really believes that economic growth can be driven to 3-4% on a sustainable level from where it is at now. He really thinks that tax reform can happen and that financial regulations can be cut. So that's probably the most important thing to remember about them, that he is a early Trump supporter and a loyalist.
That's Saleha Mohsin, who covers the Treasury Department for Bloomberg News. Saleha, thank you so much.
You're welcome.